Bonnie Greenwood is the chair of the Bishop and Chapter Mission Outreach Committee, and she's going to offer us a few comments as 2 minutes for ministry. So thanks, Bonnie. And I'm not timing you.
I think I went over this morning.
That's quite all right.
Well, you can get the stage hook if you need to. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Serving God in mission, sharing Jesus with the world, opening our hearts to people in need, striving to make a difference. I'm here this morning to share some of the highlights of the work of the Mission and Outreach Committee here at the Cathedral. The Monday morning outreach, led by Penning Erickson, Anne DeVoe, and Doug Mylander, serves an average of 45 or 50 on the last Monday of each month. The age range is from newborns to seniors. Some are the working poor, others live in rooming houses or emergency shelters, and some are homeless. Since COVID-19 is now just something that we live with, the Monday morning outreach is now back inside the hall, but on a smaller scale. And it will continue during the summer months of June, July, and August, because the need is still there, even in the summer. And there is a desire to expand the team of volunteers, and therefore we'd be especially grateful for more participants. And for further information on how to become involved, please speak to Penny, or Anne, or Doug. And on a particularly sad note, we mourn the passing of one of our longtime and devoted volunteers, Sandy Robb, who died last week. Her many contributions, insights, and friendship were invaluable in the enrichment of this ministry. The Missions Committee, chaired by Brad McKnight, takes the lead on our financial support on the ministries of the Reverends Nelson and Kara Mejia in Roten, Honduras, as well as that of the Reverend Canon Paul Jeffries, Bishop McAllister College in Uganda. We're very pleased that the Mejias will be joining us here as guest speakers at both the 8 a.m. and 10:30 services on Sunday, the 25th of June. Since 2005, our congregation has had an ongoing relationship with St. Hilda's School in Belize. This committee is chaired by Kelly Hall. High school scholarships of $1,000 each are granted to 4 students each year, and the principal of St. Hilda's School, Ms. Jane Martinez, provides great insight into each of the application letters we receive. And from there, the recipient selections are made. All of the students come from large families and single-parent homes with little to no ability to afford high school for their children. And as we all know, education makes a lifetime of difference for these children, and it helps to prepare them for their life's work, personal development, and poverty reduction. $2,000 a year is also sent to St. Hilda's for ongoing support. And last year, for the first time, they implemented a preschool class that will help with early education. And to help fund the budget, the Belize Committee is planning a yard sale on Saturday the 24th, 24th of June, in the hall. So your donations of household items and treasures from your basement will be much appreciated. No clothing or furniture, please. And details will be forthcoming as to the drop-off times, as well as opportunities to help. So for further information on how to become involved with the work of Mission and Outreach, please contact any of the committee members that I have mentioned, or Kirsten in the office, or me. And as we give thanks this day for our many, many blessings, let us also remember and appreciate the hard work and good things accomplished by the members of our clergy, our staff, all of our committees, and all of our volunteers.